Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunabrudi. What's going on in the auto loan market? In 2025, the delinquencies on automobile loans have hit record high levels. Subprime borrowers, as is usually the case with other loans as well, are the worst of the bunch. Subprime is classified as consumers that have credit scores below about 670. 6.65% of subprime borrowers are at least 60 days past due. 3% of auto loans are seriously delinquent, which is classified as past due 90 days. Repossessions hit 2.2 million cars, the highest since the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009, seeing as the Federal Reserve, in conjunction with the auto manufacturers, reportedly helped car dealers by giving them lower-than-market loan rates. The skyrocketing delinquencies is especially disturbing. Current loan rates, barring any special programs for consumers with high credit scores, range from 9% for new cars to over 14% for used ones. The average monthly payment is $750. Close to 20% of borrowers now have payments exceeding $1,000 a month. The U.S. consumer holds an eye-popping $1.6 trillion in auto debt. Car insurance rates are not helping, up 19% year-over-year, and the cost to repair a car has jumped more than 33% since 2020. Auto loans used to be one of the safest loans for lenders to issue back in 2010. In 2025, however, they are the second riskiest behind the student loan market. What we pay for automobiles, the interest on the loans to buy them, and the insurance to protect them all continue to increase as the cost to insurers and car companies rise. The increasing defaults also add to the cost of the interest we pay on auto loans. Add to that the startling rise in automobile loan fraud initiated by a variety of schemes by thieves and scammers, which, as we all know, are becoming more and more prevalent. And the cost for cars runs even higher. Scams run the gamut from new forms of money washing to other schemes, but they all take money eventually out of our pocket through higher automobile costs. As a result, the costs of buying, owning, operating, maintaining, and financing a car nowadays is continually rising at a startling rate, which is making an already serious problem even worse. Even with the expected rate cuts from the Federal Reserve, if they do occur, will only reduce borrowing costs minimally. With all the other rising costs in the other areas of car ownership, I doubt things will get better anytime soon. My suggestion is, as always, buy an older model car with the lowest miles you can find. Insurance rates can be lower with an older car, yet with lower miles, the car will likely last a lot longer and should prolong the time frame before it needs repairs. The parts for older cars also might be out of patent, which means there will be aftermarket parts available at probably a much lower cost. As a general rule, older cars are also less complicated than newer ones and probably have a fewer number of those damn onboard computers that cost an arm and a leg when they go bonkers. And above all, I always say, don't buy a new car. You immediately lose thousands of dollars. New cars are for people that have lots of money, not for people that have to make lots of payments. When you buy a new car, you lose thousands, if not tens of thousands, as soon as you drive the car off the lot. Buy a one-year older car if you must have a new type of car, and let the first buyer take the hit. And if you prefer buying a one-year-old car in lieu of an older car, buy it from one of the car manufacturer's official dealerships. That way you can still get the original warranty and the official dealership cars, which usually have a good pre-check and are often called something like certified used cars. Those aftermarket warranties really aren't worth a hoot. That's my opinion, of course. And that's my 2 cents on cars and the auto loan market, and I hope you save more money in the long run. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Today's newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice, nor represents the opinion of this radio station's staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors, 1979, and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cooper.
I certainly wasn't right.
I guess it was cruising for bruising.